This is Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food, and you're listening to our weekly PieCast. Because it's summer, we're all about the pie. And joining me today is Eric Greenspan, chef, owner of the Foundry on Melrose, and a veteran of two previous pie judging forays. And you're coming back this year, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. It's good times. Anytime I get an opportunity for someone's like, here's 80 pies to try. You're like, awesome. I'm in.
Now, you brought in today some really beautiful, beautiful little pilots.
That's a good term. Pilots. I like that. Little individual tarts that I made for you. But I actually envisioned this pie on a larger scale, but didn't have tart molds.
But the thing I have to say is, you know, it's the middle of summer and everybody's in love with stone fruit. But I have to say that, like, my favorite pie since childhood has always been an apple pie.
My mother had a plaque on the wall in our kitchen, and my mother does not bake. She does bake. She's actually a very good baker. I remember I got in trouble on this show years back dissing my mom's cooking, so I'm not going to fall into that trap again. But she did bake, but I don't remember her ever making pies. But there was a plaque on the wall that said, an apple pie without the cheese is like a kiss without the squeeze.
Aww.
Now, we never had apple pie with cheese in the house. I don't know where this plaque came from. I don't believe this to be her mantra, but it always stuck with me. And Evan, would you believe me if I said, I've been trying for years to come up with my twist on cheddar cheese and apple pie?
Yeah, I finally did last year. I think I made an apple pie with the cheddar streusel topping.
That's yummy.
Yeah, that was good. But what you did is you made a tweel out of the cheese.
Yeah. I got crafty. Well, you know, what I love is that, you know, that lattice on apple pies to me is also all about that lattice work on the top, you know, that and the little grid that forms on top. Me, I'm not so much a craftsman when it comes to dough. And so to even make the lattice, you'd probably laugh at me and perhaps expose me to the world as a fraud. So I had to get funky with it. So what I did was I microplaned, you know, really thinly grated cheddar cheese, extra sharp cheddar cheese, mixed with a little bit of Parmesan for even more sharpness, spread out on a Silpat, you know, baked it in the oven until it started to get crunchy. And as it pulled it out, as it cooled down, I cut a circle out of it and just kind of enrobed the top of the baked pie with it, and then let it cool, and it kind of gave you this kind of like baked cheddar.
It's like a
crunch
little,
on top.
It's almost like a perfect little geodesic dome just sitting there right on top of the pie.
Which would not no dome would have looked perfect with dough in my hands.
Now let's talk about what's inside the pie, because it's one of your favorite ingredients.
Yeah, bacon.
Bacon. Yeah. Now I have to say that I am not a fan of the gratuitous insertion of bacon.
And I'm with you on that. I'm with it. I think you actually think this one's a little gratuitous, though.
No. I thought it was delicious, actually. Because it wasn't because the bacon – I think it's really important that if you're going to put bacon into something else, that it not be flabby and not be crunchy, that it be like meat.
Yeah. And also I think that if you're going to be using bacon in a dessert – I think so often people are so proud of the fact that they're shocking the world using bacon in dessert when it's not even shocking anymore, and that they forget to use it as an accent instead of as a focus. I was trying to be careful with this pie that I wanted to use really fatty pieces of bacon, and I wanted to braise them really slow. I cooked them in apple juice, apple cider vinegar, and honey, and I wanted to cook them really slow so that the majority of the meat in there had that same texture of cooked apple. So you weren't biting into it and like, oh, there's meat, there's apple. Everything was congruous as it kind of flowed together.
Ooh.
You like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the way that you sort of mirrored the classic taste in an apple pie when you were braising the bacon. That's really smart. Did you end up with all of this juice that was infused with the fat from the bacon?
So I had the juice that was infused with the fat from the bacon. So then we pulled the bacon out. Then I just reduced it all the way down to a glaze that was like, you should have seen my cooks last night. We were just all that. You just heard that. I don't know if that makes for good radio, but you just heard that in the kitchen. all day
taking
long,
little tastes.
You know what I mean? So we reduced it down all the way down to a syrup, and then we cooked the apples in that syrup.
Wow.
And then, and I got to remind me because the recipe that I gave you doesn't have this in it, but we fixed it. It was a little bit rich, as I'm sure you can imagine. So what we did was we diced up Granny Smith apples raw and folded it into the filling at the end.
Yeah, and I usually don't like when you can feel a crunch in an apple in a pie, but they were very, very small.
It was little bits of sharpness.
Yeah, little bits of sharpness, but they weren't, they were cooked.
They were, well, see what it was, I folded them raw into a hot filling. So they kind of cooked. They as the pie filling cooled down, the carryover cooked them like just enough so you didn't have raw apple bite, but it still had that raw green apple acidity that you're looking for. You know, it needed acid in there in a big way.
So have you ever wanted to enter the pie contest anonymously?
Yeah, I never did before, but after I made this pie. can I be honest with you? First pie I've ever made.
Really?
I mean, I made tarts and stuff at the restaurant. I'd be like, and this is why I love this. When you send it over, you're like, hey, do you want to do this? I'm like, oh, my God, yes. First pie.
It's really delicious, Eric.
Yeah. Thank you.
You have now been actually the only judge that we've had that will have judged all the competitions. Yeah. Do you have any tips for bakers out there of what they should try to avoid having seen what you've seen over the past couple of years?
I think that, number one, they've got to keep in mind that these pies are going to be sitting for a while. And so stamina of your pie is important. How it's going to – is it going to sog out your crust? Is the – I go simple with the presentation because I found that a lot of the ones that go overboard wind up hurting themselves in the future. Try to come up with something that will eat as well at room temperature as it does hot into the oven. Because, again, stamina is really the key on this thing. I don't think people put enough focus on the crust.
I agree.
I think people put a lot of focus on what they're putting inside and don't think about the crust enough. And what I've noticed at the end of the day is the crust is the key. The crust is the key. It's got to be buttery and delicious. Well, you know what? It doesn't have to be buttery and delicious, actually. It needs to reflect the character of what's inside it. That the crust is not just a filling delivery device. It is actually – it has a personality of its own and it demands to be recognized. I think that is super key. And I think – I think it's very important. I think it's for food in general. But when you're trying to get creative, don't overthink it. Be creative. Think outside of the box but within certain confines. You know, just like I did apple, bacon, and cheddar cheese. That's an out-of-the-box concept. But apples, bacon, and cheddar cheese, if you think about it, they have a connection to them that makes them work together. And I think sometimes people go, oh, it's this and this, and they try to jam a circle through a square hole. When it's just like at the grilled cheese invitation when I tell people, it's like caramelized onions and bacon won't do it because that's too simple and everybody actually does that. And you don't need to put chocolate in your grilled cheese. Do you know what I mean? Like don't go crazy.
Execution is everything.
Execution is key. It's key. And also, the dough, I can't stress that enough. The dough, the crust is so key. And stamina. I mean, stamina is really, really important.
Thank you, Eric.
My pleasure. Looking forward to doing this again.
That was Eric Greenspan, chef owner of The Foundry on Melrose, soon to be seen on A&E's Fix This Kitchen, and once again appearing as a judge at the third annual Good Food Pie Contest at LACMA on September 18th.